Many listeners are very familiar with the many recordings that we play on air of the Canadian Opera Company. There is another ensemble which has existed for over 50 years, and that's the Canadian Children's Opera Company, made up of six choruses of ages 3 to 19. It's the only permanent children's opera company in Canada to regularly commission and produce operas for young people. We are very lucky today because we managed to snatch a world premiere concert, live concert happening this Wednesday. And we have the composer, Canadian composer Ian Cusson, on the line with us today. He's the 2021 SOCAN Award winner of Métis and French Canadian descent. Good afternoon, Ian. How are you managing with all those rehearsals?
Hi, Daniel. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind of late, but it's been very, very exciting to finally get back after so many years, really, of being away and making live music and live theater.
Yes. How did you manage putting all this together? Because this is a big production. This is a work. The work is called Phantasma. It's premiering March 9th, the big world premiere, 7:30 p.m., Canadian Opera Company Theater. How did you do this during the last few months of not being able to get together?
Well, it's been a feat. And I have to say, as with any major scale production like this, it's really the efforts of so many people. Really, the Canadian Opera Company has been the engine behind this. They commissioned the work back in 2018-2019 season. And after many delays, we had really creative solutions of workshopping and building a new piece. Because, you know, as you know, a piece like this, there aren't recordings of it. The singers can't kind of rely upon famous productions of the piece from before to sort of learn and explore what it is. So with a lot of ingenuity and a lot of zooming, but finally in the last few months being able to be together very carefully in rooms, we've been able to put this exciting big scale piece together.
Fantastic. All remotely. Now, Ian, you discovered opera yourself in your youth, and apparently the story begins with a boy and a goose.
One really fantastic experience in the theater when I was probably about 12 years old, and we went to see a piece with my school called L'Histoire de Loi, which is The Tale of Tika, a story about a boy and a goose. And it was a French-Canadian play by Michel-Marc Bouchard, and this was just a riveting experience in the theater for me, and it really was the impetus to really want to continue doing work in the theater. As a young man, I loved opera. I would listen to it on CDs, some of the great canonical works, and would take my stab at writing my own work, even as a young kid. Never got very far. Never passed the first few pages of music. But now as an adult, it's really the bulk of the work that I do is writing for the voice and writing operatic work.
You come from a very interesting heritage. Your work explores Canadian Indigenous experience, including the history of the Métis people, the hybridity of mixed racial identity. Let's say I'm a 10-year-old boy. My mama is pulling me out to see your world premiere March 9th, 7:30 p.m. I'm all excited. What should I be listening for in your music?
I hope that any audience that comes to hear the music will be, before anything, will be moved. Will be moved emotionally. There are moments of real tenderness. There are moments of real intensity, and there are moments of real silliness and humor. This is one of the things that the creator Colleen Murphy and I, she's the librettist on the piece, we're really trying to capture both in the text, both in the drama, but also in the music, this collision of the worlds of comedy and tragedy, which is really kind of an example of how we all live our lives. And children and young people in particular experience these things, and I would argue have sometimes greater capacities than adults for processing the complexity of the human experience. And this piece will be one that really appeals to all ages. Younger folks, we built it for ages 12 to 18 primarily, but it's a work like any important kind of artistic effort should really be able to speak broadly and widely. And this work will do that.
We are super excited, Ian. Thank you for taking the time to join us from your very busy schedule. Phantasma has a world premiere March 9th, 7:30 p.m., and then there are four concerts that follow that March 10th, and 12th, two times on that day, Canadian Opera Company Theatre, 227 Front Street East. For tickets and information, visit coc.ca. Thank you, Ian, for joining us today. That's Phantasma, world premiere.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you. Now let's hear some of the music from Phantasma.